News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, it is. It's Monday, and that means it's time for Ballinger Publishing with the owner and publisher, Malcolm Ballinger.
Good
How you
morning.
Doing, Malcolm?
I am doing great. Thank you.
I'm glad you're back on Pep Talk. You are expert on publishing, and you join us every week. You're also kind of an expert on Pensacola in general, I think.
Well, I get around a little.
Yes, you does get around.
Talking about getting around... The music that she just played in reminded me that Saturday evening, I was at the Symphony for the 100th anniversary.
I heard it was amazing.
It was amazing.
That's what I heard.
Yes.
I wanted to go, but I was, as you, my listeners can tell, I've had this little going on, so I decided to stay home and rest, but I kind of regret it now because everyone told me how fabulous it was.
Yes. The children's chorus were cute.
Yeah. Did a great job. I heard they did a great job.
Yes,
and you
they
had
did.
The symphony, of course, and I heard it was a celebrating 100 years.
Yes.
The 100-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just had the Navy guys on talking about the 200th anniversary. I can't even get my mind around this.
Dan Shugart, whose family's been connected with the symphony for 50 years.
Wow.
In fact, their family have been season ticket holders for 50 years.
No kidding.
He came up on stage and went over a history of the symphony and his family's connection.
Oh, how interesting. Yeah, that's so neat. What a legacy.
Yes.
What a legacy. We have so many great things here in Pensacola. I love living here.
And they played one of my favorites, the Dvorak Ninth Symphony.
Oh.
More popularly known as From the New World Symphony.
Okay. Can you hum a little for us?
Well, there's a famous, it was turned into a song, going home, I'm a going home. It's not far, something like that. You can tell I'm not musically talented.
You're doing pretty good. I'm trying to get a sense of it. Yeah.
But that's the tune that's part of the Ninth Symphony.
Okay. Well, so much. People don't realize
I did it
how
so
much...
well you didn't recognize it, did you?
Well, that doesn't... That's more about me, probably, than you. But because I was thinking the other day, I was listening to some show, and it was a commercial, and so much music is used in movies and commercials that we don't even realize have this great history.
Maybe one of our listeners can at least call, text in and say, I recognize it.
There you go. Make them feel better. 850-437-1620.
Plus, of course, if you were there at the symphony and want to...
Comment
about it, yeah.
Yeah, I heard it was amazing.
It was a wonderful, shall we say, gala evening.
And sold out.
Yes.
As well. The Singer Theater was absolutely sold out for it, and it, way in advance, so that was amazing, too.
Yes.
So kudos to the people celebrating and to all the people. You know, people don't realize in nonprofits what it takes to keep a nonprofit going, the fundraising that's involved, the staff, the volunteers, the support, the community, the donations. I mean, it's a year-round, when you work in the nonprofit arena, it's a year-round effort to sustain the life of that organization. Yes. So people kind of take it for, oh, yeah, the symphony is always going to be. Well, it's not always going to be there. We have to support the symphony, the theater, the ballet, all the arts organizations.
Well, as you know, the arts have been sort of under pressure now.
Oh,
the
big
last
time.
Few years with the cutback of grants and support.
Well, a major cutback for the state of Florida for all the arts organizations.
And nationally,
hundreds
too.
Of thousands of dollars were cut this past year.
Yes.
So that's unfortunate. But I think our community is strong enough to make up the difference, hopefully.
Well, I think our community understands that without art, life would be pretty miserable without the kind of performances we get with the opera, the symphony, the children's chorus, the ballet, PLT, I have to mention.
Yeah, Pensacola Little Theater.
Yes.
All the theater companies in town. Penn Arts is doing a great job.
Yes, yeah. We have such a rich heritage of arts.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at me.
Well, I didn't know you were finished.
You gave me that look like, boy, you're being pretty deep today.
No, I'm sitting here in total agreement with you. It's very profound, really, and it's one of those things. But the thing is that we have something for everybody, too, because, of course, it's not for everybody. The arts are not necessarily something people gravitate to. So then you have the ice flyers, and you have the wahoos, and then we have fishing and hunting and the beach. I mean, there's so much life here, so much to participate in.
Well, the ice flyers is cultural.
In a way.
In a way, yeah.
True. I mean, they do have, I think there's some battle scenes in some of the Shakespeare plays. That could possibly be translated to the ice. I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
But anyway, I believe, a wonderful time was had by all attended. It was
That's awesome.
Yes, again, a gala day.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so what else has been on your calendar, sir? What you got? Anything coming up that we need to know about? I know we just had the wedding issue that came out with Pensacola Magazine. We talked about that last week. Just beautiful.
On the publishing side, we just got the wedding edition out, but we have actually got it to the printers was the special real estate edition.
Oh, good. When is that coming out?
That should be later this week. In fact, any time now.
Okay.
And that deals with all of the construction, commercial and residential, that's going on. And
interesting. I mean, and there's a lot.
You just have to drive around Pensacola to see what's happening.
There's a lot.
So it's a little bit of an explanation of what stuff is, you know, what's actually happening. Mm-hmm. Although it went to print late last week, and it's kind of already out of date because things are happening so quickly.
Well, you know, we'll catch up.
We'll catch up. Well, if you read Pensacola Magazine Business Climate every month, then we'll keep
just stay on top of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Great publication. I always reference it. I always find something interesting. There's, you know, interesting stories about corporations and businesses and also the arts, and you kind of cover the gamut.
Yes.
And
yes.
Do a great job. They have a great team at Ballinger Publishing. I've been privileged to know a lot of the editors there and other people for many, many years now.
Hmm.
So I ran into Kelly the other day at an event. It was great to see her live and in person. You know?
Yes.
So it was really fun. So
we've been busy with that, and we have the chamber directory that we are preparing.
Oh, good. When is that coming out?
Well, we have a target date of sometime in mid-May.
Okay.
So we're getting close.
Right. Okay.
But also... the Parade of Homes is fast coming on us. Now, it was originally June, but it's been changed now. The show home, and really without the show home, Parade of Homes is not really the same. So they, with an abundance of caution, they've put it off until early August to make sure that the show home, dream home,
is ready. Okay, yeah. Great. All right.
So we're busy working on that because it's a mammoth edition for us. It's something like 140, 150 pages.
Wow.
And plans of all kinds of homes, from small ones to large ones.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, it's our biggest publication of the year, actually, for Pensacola Magazine.
Wow. Okay. So we'll be looking for that in...
That will be early August.
Early August. Okay. All right. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger. He's the publisher of Ballinger Publishing. If you've got a question or a comment for Malcolm, you can always text it in at 850-437-1620. Malcolm, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with Pep Talk in just a couple minutes. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on a Monday morning. I hope that you're on your way to work, or maybe you're already there, just having a little coffee, relax, take it easy. I don't know what it is about Mondays, but I hit the ground running and my stress level starts immediate. So don't do me. Don't do that. Just breathe in, listen to our conversation, relax. We got lots and lots of things to look forward to. We had a big weekend this weekend with the Pensacola Crawfish Festival. We had the mullet toss out at Florabama. So there's always, if you keep your eyes open, there's always something to do here in Pensacola. That's for sure.
Yes.
Right? There's tons and tons of things to do.
Well, we dubbed Pensacola the festival city many years ago.
Yeah, it's festival season now,
and
for sure.
I think it truly is.
It really, really is.
You know, a little bit of an update on downtown. Saturday, of course, when I went to the Sanger walked down Palo
Did you
Fox.
See more progress down there?
Oh, definitely. I think they're going to be open on time. It's looking good.
Oh, great. I'm so happy to hear you say that, because you were very doubtful about this whole project initially.
Initially, I don't want to be redundant, but I thought we could have accented the more historical part of the historical past of Pensacola, because that's really what our handle is in terms of tourism, to bring people from the beach because of the historic nature of downtown, Seville Square, etc.
Right.
So I felt we could have done that. But as I said, I think the other week, that's behind us now. It can't be changed, so I'm not going to gripe about it. I'm going to be enthusiastic about this Palo Fox Street and the new, the palm trees.
It looks good. Yeah, I mean, it's really looking good. It's looking good, and probably was much needed. in terms of some of the infrastructure, especially because of the flooding that we had.
Yes, exactly. That was the real reason to do it.
I mean, I was around back in 2014. It was very devastating when we had those floods from those rains.
I still think there's a major problem with traffic flow, particularly from the west side to 110.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, we need to tackle that. I don't know that we should block off Palafox Street, but we don't need. But before they started the renovations, they would line up all the way down, almost from Garden Street all the way down past Government Street, to get onto Garden Street and onto 110.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, they stack up on Jefferson Street and Balin Street and Spring Street, and of course, it's exacerbated by the construction on Garden Street somehow, and it's a very, very long term. It's a major issue, and it's going to take a major solution. And I'm not smart enough to know what that solution is, but I do know at some point we need to change it. It's just downtown's becoming blocked with traffic that is essentially is going through downtown to 110.
That's true. That's very true. Well, and then when you add in, if there's any kind of events going on, especially if there's something happening at the Maritime Park or the games out there and stuff, it does get pretty backed up then on Main Street, too.
Yes.
So it can be a traffic problem sometimes. But what's interesting about that is when I moved here, there was nothing downtown. It was not an issue.
Yes.
So I guess that you walk around, I mean, I think downtown looks beautiful now, and so many shops and
you could argue it's a high-class problem we have now.
I'm thinking it might be, and certainly something that would be resolvable, I would think.
And the other positive news is that I frequently walk by the new post office to check on progress.
Oh, are you keeping a progress check for us?
Yes, and they have the new P.O. boxes delivered.
Oh.
And I think Thursday... they were not installed yet, but they may well be installed by now.
Oh, great.
So their date, well, they said end of April. We're almost there. I don't think they're going to make that, but it's certainly not too far away from what I can see.
Well, that's great news.
That is exciting because people walk to the post office, downtown businesses. It just makes a downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where is it located now, the new location?
Well, it used to be...
I remember what it used to be. On Palafox.
Yeah, it's now on Jefferson Street.
On Jefferson, okay.
It's opposite Southtown. It used to be Napoleon Bakery. Do you remember that many years
ago? I think I do, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And then I'm not sure what it became after that. I know it's been empty for quite a while.
Well, great. So then we'll have an active post office.
Just a couple of doors south of Romano Street on Jefferson Street.
If that
helps.
Well, they'll probably have a little ribbon cutting maybe or something, or open it up and do something special, I hope.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Okay.
I would hope so, yeah, because it is a big day for downtown.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, so we've got springtime. We've got the weather. We finally got a little rain this weekend, which was good because we've desperately needed it.
Yeah.
A lot happening now. Navy Days are coming up, and we've got so many different events and festivals on the way right around the corner.
Yes.
So get ready. Did you go to the Crawfish Festival?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I'm not a big crawfish fan.
You
might imagine that, yes.
No, I'm not either. And I got teased a lot about that, you know, but I just, every year I'll try one. I'll say, okay, I'll hold my nose and I'll try one more time. And every year I say, nope, not for me.
No.
But I was looking at the news and they were showing just, I don't know if it's the visual or what, but they were showing these pictures of just gallons and gallons of these crawfish.
That were still alive.
Yes. And I thought, oh, gosh, where are they? I know that they get them from Louisiana and the swamps and the bogs and stuff, but I thought, are they all there at once? Where in the world do they find these things? Somebody probably knows. One of our listeners probably knows the story about how you round up crawfish.
Well, I remember I lived in a little subdivision in Covington, Louisiana.
Oh, did you?
Mandeville.
Oh.
And there was sort of like an open ditch in front of the house.
Uh-huh.
And there were crawfish in there.
Really?
Not many of them, but not ones I think you'd like to eat. But I suppose they're in the swamps, are they?
I would guess. I'm not an expert on that,
for sure.
Sure.
We have smart
must have an expert in our research department.
We have the smartest listenership
on the radio station. Where do crawfish come from is the question this morning. From two non-crawfish eaters. Yep, it's right up there for me, and I get teased by Eldon, who's our Sonny's barbecue friend. Because I don't do fried okra either. Those are the two things, the two southern things I don't do.
All me.
Yeah, so. But I do everything else. I like all the other good stuff. Southern dishes. Peach cobbler and, you know, there's all kinds of things that are fabulous.
I love jambalaya.
Yes, a good gumbo is
yummy.
Yeah, but I kind of pick out the okra.
Well, when it's all mixed in there, you really don't know.
That's true. So you are very involved with the arts, of course, and the opera. Any news on the opera front?
Actually, the opera, despite all of the challenges of funding, is getting by very well.
Good.
We have a lot of loyal patrons. And Pensacola Opera, despite opera being a challenge around the country, is doing, I think, exceptionally well. And it's all due to the exceptional board of directors and staff that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Done a great job fundraising. I think a lot of it is to do with the quality performances that we put on.
No question about it.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's happening in Pensacola. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. And if you know where crawfish come from, you can text it in. 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Pep Talk in a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. On Mondays at this time, our expert is always Mr. Malcolm Ballinger, the publisher and owner of Ballinger Publishing. So, sir,
I want to talk a little bit about our website.
Yes. It's great.
Particularly the last couple of years, we're seeing that more and more people are going to the magazines online. And it's a great place to go because sometimes, for instance, the wedding edition has disappeared.
It flies off the shelves, so to speak.
But you can always go to ballingerpublishing.com, click on the Pensacola magazine icon, and read it in, I call it, flipbook fashion.
It's kind of fun. If you're sitting there and you got a tablet, you can just flip through it just like a regular magazine. Yeah.
But business climate, coming of age, downtown crowd, Pensacola magazine, and some of the other things that we publish too. The Cornerstone, which is a magazine for the Home Builders Association. You can read them all online. And as I say, that is becoming more and more popular.
It's just such easy access and so easy to do if you're sitting at the airport waiting in line or you're somewhere where you just have a few minutes on your hand. You can call Malcolm.
Yeah.
As his phone rings.
Yeah. My note to myself, turn phone off before going on
radio.
Trust
me, it's not the first time it's happened and it won't be the last time. No doubt about that. But it's a credit to you because some of the sites that you put the magazines, I know they have them at the visitor centers. You have it at a lot of the stores. I know Scenic 90 Cafe has them. There's lots of places that have them right out front.
Usually there's always copies at Joe Paddy's or Richie's East.
Because
I personally fill those up a couple of times a week as I go around.
All right, well, check it out because this wedding issue is really a beautiful issue. Y'all did a great job with it.
Thank you.
Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. He'll be back again next
Monday.
See
you next week.
All right, sir. Thanks for being here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. You can always re-listen to the podcast on our podcast page at newsradio923.com. Click on podcast, click on Pensacola expert panel, and click on Ballinger Publishing.